we have to score.
Any sense of urgency that you feel things hurry up for you, or
not hurry up? We just knew we had to score on the next drive. You can't let a team like this get any more than that. We didn't want to be down that much.
So you don't worry or anything. It's not like emotional. It's just we got to score.
Yeah, you can't worry about things like that. It's over. It's done with. You have to look forward.
Watching on the sideline, you certainly didn't seem bothered or frustrated. Is it just to get your mind calm, or what are you telling yourself emotionally?
Yeah, I mean, going out on the field frantic isn't going to help you score points. You have to stay calm. You have to try to lead your team.
You know your coach got some criticism when he switched to you. Do you feel like you were justifying it with this game and every other game?
I'm just thankful he made that decision.
You didn't use your legs as much as you did last week. Were they taking something away from you?
Yeah, they were playing the quarterback on a lot of the things we were doing. So Frank was hitting them in the middle, and, I mean, he ran well today.
What happened when Vernon opened up so much as the game progressed?
They were keying on Crab in a few different situations. Vernon was one-on-one, and he made great plays out there.
Is it tough to remain patient when they are, you know, pretty much dictating that you've got to give the ball to Frank? I mean, are you ever inclined to keep it yourself and sort of challenge him on that edge?
When Frank's running for 5, 6, 7 yards, it's not hard to be patient at all. I'll keep giving it to him if he's going to keep running like that.
When you started hurting them by hitting Vernon Davis with the passes, did that open up some of the running plays a little bit more for Frank and for everyone?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of give and take. If you start hitting them on runs, you're going to be able to throw the ball. If you're throwing the ball, then it's going to open up the running game.
Colin, when you were trying to get to Vernon, were you in a lot of cover 4 or cover 3?
We had some man coverage, some cover 3s. Different looks. He was just winning.
I saw you right after the game's over. You went right to Justin and gave him a big hug. Is that your first thought when you win that Justin's going to the Super Bowl?
I mean, Justin's been someone that he was one of the first people I met coming here during the lockout, and he's always been a great guy to me. He's always been a hard worker. I've always admired the way he works, and I mean, he's one of the great leaders on this team, and he deserves this.
How comfortable were you that last time Atlanta was in the red zone on their last chance? You were standing on the sideline watching. How comfortable were you watching your team and supporting
them? Very comfortable. I mean, I have great confidence in our defense. I went out there and talked to them and told them this is for the Super Bowl right here. They said, we got you. So, I mean, I'll take a man at his word.
When was that?
When they were reviewing, or it was after a timeout, I think.
Oh, when you're running off the field, you stopped and saw Coach Harbaugh give him a big hug, and you had a few words. What were you guys talking about, what you've just accomplished, or what's next?
You said congratulations.
You said you've just played a great, great game. Did you feel this was one of your better games?
I mean, I think it's a great team win. Our team played great. Our offensive line played great. Our running backs ran well, and our receivers made plays. And our defense battled back in the second half. They played really well. So, I mean, this is a great team win. I mean, we went 3 and out our first 2 drives, so it was hard for us to get in the rhythm early. It really depends on the team and what they're trying to do versus it. That's really going to dictate what we're doing. I mean, it kind of opened up the middle. They were trying to play the outside for the quarterback run, and Frank started hitting them in the middle.
Have you had a chance to let this sink in, what you've been able to accomplish this season?
Just excited to keep going. I mean, we're excited we're getting another opportunity to go play.
On that last one, that last handoff, did you kind of hold it a little longer to kind of freeze it a little bit?
A little bit. The Ant bought on it, and, I mean, Frank creased them.
He could do whatever. Throw the ball, run the ball. he could do whatever, man. And, you know, he's a hard worker. Man, he's a different quarterback, man. How he take practice serious and lead us. And, you know, to be a second year starting, what, 7 games? 7 games. Hey, he's a football player. If it weren't for him, it would have been a tough game today. And, you know, I'm happy. We stayed poised, fought, and we fought as a team, O-line, you know, our coaches, deserve it. He deserves this, baby. Let it go, baby.
Go.
I mean, I already said this before. I don't want to be categorized as a quarterback. I want to be my own man.
He can do whatever.
So on the fact that last week, the same plays, Reed's allowing you to, and forcing you, compelling you to run it a lot, this week was almost the exact opposite. Does that further justify the use of these pistol offenses, do you think?
I mean, I think it justifies our offensive line and our running backs. That we have great guys that are going to make plays and make plays work.
Last one for Cap. What was the message at halftime in the locker room?
Keep fighting. Go out there, score points, and stop them on defense. That's what we had to do.